Little of Robert F. Kennedy's life has been left unexamined. He was a politician and a Kennedy, after all. And this year, the 30th anniversary of his assassination, there's even more interest in RFK and his place in history. The bulk of Kennedy's scholarship focuses on the public figure, the Attorney General, the civil rights advocate, the Senate hopeful, the presidential candidate. But it's the private Kennedy that interests writer Helen O'Donnell, in particular, his relationship with her father. Kenny O'Donnell was President John Kennedy's chief of staff. He was also Robert Kennedy's colleague in the White House and one of his closest friends. In fact, they called the men the Three Brothers. Helen O'Donnell's book, A Common Good, is a memoir of her father and his friendship and work with the Kennedys, and she joins us in the studio. Welcome.
Thank you.
Many historians have written about the life of Robert Kennedy. Why this book on your father's friendship with him?
The book came about as through a conversation I had with Michael Kennedy, who is Bobby's son, the late Michael Kennedy. And my parents died when I was 15 in 1977, and I wanted to understand what happened to my father and who Bobby was in some ways, because he was such a big part of our household, and yet I wanted to understand what had happened. And so Michael was a good friend of mine, so I went and I talked to Michael about exploring that, and Michael said to me, the only way you can really understand your father is to sort of write a book about their friendship.
It was also your father's dying wish that Robert Kennedy's memory not be forgotten. Did he really think it would be?
Yes, he did. And it's interesting because one of the things that I explain and I think is important to understand is he really believed that it would be forgotten. And that when he was dying in that conversation, it wasn't as if he said, you know, you must sit down and write A Common Good and this is what it'll be. I mean, I don't mean to give the reader that impression. But what his wish was that something be written or somebody keep alive what it was that they all believed in and why they took the risks that they did.
Your father's from Worcester, Massachusetts, Irish Catholic. Bobby's Irish Catholic. And yet they were so different. I mean, Bobby was kind of a shy guy, at least in the beginning. And your father was a real, I mean, being from Worcester myself, he's one of these kind of street fighting kind of guys. And they met while they were both at Harvard. But why did they get along?
I've thought about this a lot because I think in some ways they so complemented each other, because I think Bobby really was trying to sort of develop his own niche and to sort of get a little bit away from and not as much away from his family, but sort of develop his own friends that were more down to earth, I'd like to say. And I think in my father he found somebody who was funny, because I think Bobby was wickedly funny as well. So they had this sort of wonderful sense of humor together. They just were a good balance, I think, to each other.
Did they have a shared vision? I mean, a feeling that they could actually change the world?
Yes, I think they did. And it's funny because what I think is so important about this book is that I realized, you know, we talk now a lot about sort of making a difference, and we hear those things, and it's like a poster slogan now. But for these guys, it really was something they believed. I mean, it was after the war, and they took enormous risks, and they felt a real responsibility to change the country, and they really believed they could. That's what really strikes me.
There's one incident you tell in the book where they didn't agree at all, and this is when Robert Kennedy went to work for Senator Joe McCarthy. I mean, this was a very controversial decision that he made, but tell us how your father reacted.
They had one of their legendary arguments, and I guess these arguments went on. That's what I found fascinating, was looking into this, because I'd heard so much about it growing up, but that they would, you know, that Bobby would call him all the time and tell him what was going on, and it was as if my dad felt that Bobby wanted to hear my dad tell him over and over again, look, this guy is bad, you've got to get away from him, and this kind of thing. And to, I think, affirm Bobby's own feelings that McCarthy was bad news.
Naturally, President Kennedy's assassination shocked the entire nation, and you've written that a friend described Bobby Kennedy and your father walking around as if in a fog. after that happened. How did they help each other through that period?
What I found in you know, talking to everybody and looking at my dad's tapes and listening to them is, as much as anything, they found it, it was almost as if they couldn't talk about it. He says it sometimes that it upset them more to talk to each other about it than it did to just be with each other, that they could go on these long walks and just, it was sort of this shared pain. And yet, you know, the other side of that is then they spent these afternoons with Jackie. I think it was almost like they had all been through this trauma together. So only each other could understand. You couldn't bring in an outsider to share the pain.
Ultimately, Bobby Kennedy took that grief and turned it into action. He became active himself. How else did he change after his brother's death? Your father was in a very good position to witness that transformation.
I think he changed in one of the most important ways is I really think before his brother's death, he never thought of himself as the person to sort of be out there politically to run for office. That, you know, I think he always saw himself as sort of helping his brother's mission, that this was very much, you know, his brother's work and that kind of thing. And I think what Bobby suddenly realized is that not only could he do this, but that he had to take this on because he sort of had a responsibility now to finish the work his brother started. And I think he was very much the reluctant politician in that regard. And I think that was sort of what made him such a wonderful politician, because he it wasn't something he sought out. It was almost as if it was forced upon him.
Did your father push him in that direction?
My father had always wanted him to run for something. Early on in the 50s, he thought he should run for first Attorney General of Massachusetts, and then he wanted him to run for governor. And Bobby wanted no part of it. He would help his brother do whatever, but he didn't want to run for office. And my dad kept pushing and pushing. And there's this wonderful moment in the 68 campaign where my father talks about where Bobby suddenly becomes the politician. I loved listening to my father talk about that because the transformation was so amazing to him.
Robert Kennedy, of course, was assassinated in 1968, just as he was coming in to his prime. How did your father deal with that death?
It devastated him because he felt so responsible for Bobby's death.
What do you mean responsible?
He had said to Bobby that, you know, he felt he had to run in 1968 and that he had to run to stop the Vietnam War. And he told Bobby, whatever the cost, it's worth the price to stop this war. Mm-hmm. And I think for my father, he never envisioned the cost would be Bobby's life, and he felt guilty about that.
Was that guilt compounded by the fact, one of the things we learned in your book, is that because your father, as chief of staff, planned the final motorcade route for JFK, right, that in many ways he blamed himself for President Kennedy's death as well?
He really did, and he thought, and I think that was the thing, he really felt, I should have anticipated this. I could have done something. You know, there is something I, as Ken O'Donnell, should have been able to do. That's my job. And there's even, you know, my aunt talks about the fact that she was sure when she first heard there was a shooting in Dallas that it would have been my father who was hit because he would never allow anything to happen to the president. Mm-hmm. And so I think he just had this incredible sense of, I should have done something.
The book that you write is about your father and Bobby Kennedy, ostensibly to tell us more about Bobby Kennedy. But what do you want us to remember about your father, Kenny O'Donnell?
I think I'd like people to understand a couple of things that he really believed in this country, and he believed in the political process. I mean, he just sort of had this love of the political process and what the possibilities were for us to change the future through politics. I mean, it wasn't a game to him. It was a real system to make people's lives better. And he just relished it, and he really believed in the mission of John Kennedy and Bobby Kennedy, and he just thought these guys really were going to change the world. And I think that's a hopefulness that we should never lose sight of, no matter, you know, what's happening in life.
Helen O'Donnell. Her book is called A Common Good, The Friendship of Robert F. Kennedy and Her Father, Kenneth P. O'Donnell, and it's published by Morrow. Thanks for coming in.
Thank you for having me.